family of a local teenager says she never would have left home without calling.
Praying for the best. I want my daughter home, man. And if she can't come home, I just want to know where she's at.
These posters around the towns of Livermore and Jay beg anyone with information to come forward. Posters that Richard puts up every spring, never losing hope.
Tell me what happened to my daughter! Justin, just look me in the eyes so I can see her!
An arrest in a nearly four-decade-old cold case. Thanks to cutting-edge DNA technology, the arrest happening exactly 39 years to the day.
When Parabon Nanolabs used that sample to create 3D models of the suspected killer's face.
It's heartbreaking. We miss her, and we're going to find her. We're going to keep looking until we do.
It's like a never-ending nightmare. It doesn't end. It keeps returning and coming back.
What if I told you that a mother of two with very close family and friends disappears one night without telling a soul? What if I said her roommate was the last person to see her, and the police, at least to anyone's knowledge, have never searched his property and do not appear to be even one step closer to finding her almost 10 months later? Now, what if I told you her friend has been on a crusade to find the answers, but she can't do it alone? Welcome to Locating the Lost, Season 4, Episode 2. Where is Tanya Lynn Sadecki?
Tonight we're joined by Kayla Bopp. She is close friends with Tanya Lynn Sadecki, who disappeared on August 28th, 2022. And she disappeared from Breckenridge, Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So how long have you known Tanya?
I have known her for a little... about 13 years, 14 years.
And how did you guys meet?
We met through, she was dating one of my friends, and yeah, that's how we got to know each other.
So, can you describe Tanya for us and the audience? What was she like?
So Tanya was a great person. She spoke her mind, and she had a mouth on her. She definitely had an attitude. If something was bothering her, she would tell you about it. She was kind. She wanted to help people. She was always trying to help people. Even when she really couldn't help herself, she would give you the shirt off her back if you ask for it. She was also a mother. She has two children. She didn't have like a really easy life. She kind of had, you know, troubles and stuff like that, but she was a great person.
Now, what were some of her hobbies? Is there anything that she was good at or into?
So she liked nature. She liked to be out in the woods, being outside, camping, stuff like that. That's usually what you find her doing.
Awesome. How old are her children?
So her son he's an adult. He's in his 20s, and her child is 9, her daughter.
Oh, that's gotta be tough.
Right.
Where's her daughter staying right now?
So her daughter is with her father's uncle or brother, her father's brother.
Okay. So she's with her uncle then?
Yeah.
And how's she handling this okay? Is she, you know, does she have a lot of questions, I assume?
Honestly, I'm not too sure she even really understands what's going on. I don't think that they've really sat her down and like discussed with her what really happened. I'd imagine she has a lot of questions, though. She's a lot like her mom.
Yeah,
she's definitely asking questions.
So I'm assuming she was living with mom then when she went missing?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Or no. Well, no, she wasn't living right before she went missing. No, she was not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But they weren't estranged. Like she knew who mom was, or
yes, right, absolutely. Right. Yep.
She raised All right. So how did you find out that Tanya was missing?
I got a call from Tanya's mom, and she asked, have you heard from Tanya? And I hadn't, which was definitely not normal. So I went back through my phone, and I had not heard from her since the 25th or the 26th. And it was the 30th at this time of August when her mom called. And she said nobody could get in touch with her. She wasn't answering her phone. She hadn't seen the kids. She hadn't seen her child's father. Like, she wasn't answering any phone calls, and that just was not normal for her whatsoever.
So she was the type to always be in contact. Like, you stayed in contact with her really well, even though you weren't living in Pennsylvania at the time, right? You were living in
Michigan, right?
Michigan, right?
Yeah, I had moved actually right after COVID started. I moved to Michigan with my family, but we stayed in contact every day, especially right after I moved. We spoke daily.
I also had read that she spoke to her son often too, right? The older son, correct. I think he's 22.
Yes.
And that was a frequent, like every other day or something type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely uncommon for her to go without talking to family or friends. Like, it wasn't something that she would just sort of drop off the radar for a while.
So if she this has never happened ever since I've known her. And like in the past, she would sometimes drop off the radar, but she would always have a line of communication with somebody, with at least right. one person. And yeah.
So could we go to what we understand as the official story, sort of the leading up to her disappearing, sort of that day leading up to her disappearing? Can you walk us through that, sort of what happened?
Okay, so before I start this, I just want to state that this is all just opinions, because nobody for sure actually knows. There's no security camera footage of her. There's no proof of anything other than people's words.
Okay. So,
is there, I mean, before you say anything, does the statements corroborate each other, the people that are telling you guys things, or is it all like kind of all over the place?
It's all over the place. It's okay. All over the place. There's not one person that says, oh yeah, this person's telling the truth. I saw her. You know what I mean? Nothing. We have nothing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay. So like I said, her mother had called me on the 30th and, said she couldn't get in touch with her. So I just knew something was wrong. So I went on Facebook and I spent a day trying to get in touch with her via Facebook and Messenger, and there was radio silence. And so I went on Facebook and I knew, you know, we spoke. So I knew where she was staying or who, you know, so I started reaching out to people that I knew she was around. And everybody said the same thing. We haven't seen her since this day. You know, try this person. So I messaged where she was staying. And at first they said, we haven't heard from her. She wasn't staying here. I'm like, okay. So I didn't confront him right away. I didn't accuse him of anything. He was like, the next day he messages me back and says, okay, she was staying with me. And she called me the night of August 28th and said, hey, it was 2:30 in the morning. And she said, hey, I need you to come pick me up. I need a ride home. And so his first story was that he brought her back to his apartment. And again, at 5 in the morning, she leaves and he never heard from her again. That was the first story I got.
And that was the 28th was the last time he saw her.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
When he says early morning, he's talking about the 29th. Early morning the 29th?
No. The early morning on the 28th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because that's what I thought, right? And then his stories morph they morph so many times. There's new details. Every time I hear it, there's a new detail added. It then went into, oh, she had pills in her mouth. And she called me and said, hey, I'm trying to kill myself. Bring me water so I can take these pills. So he goes and gets her, he claims, and she spits the pills out right there in front of him and gets on his bike and they go back to the house. And then again, she leaves and blah, blah, blah. So let me jump to the police were able to confirm that there was nothing on her phone after the 28th of August. Nothing. No activity whatsoever.
Did they say where the phone last pinged?
At the River's Edge in Brackenridge. But the officer told Tanya's mom that it could go for a mile radius out from that last ping. And guess whose house is there, though? The suspect lives right there.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Were they intimate? Were they a couple, or was she just saying that? Okay.
They were intimate. They weren't a couple, but she was definitely staying there.
Okay.
Yeah. So the story, like I said, morphed so many times. I knew something wasn't right. So I coordinated a search. I went back to Pennsylvania in September, and this person shows up at the search party. And in front of me, the newspaper reporter, Tanya's mom, shows us his phone where there was a text message from her. He claims on the early mornings of the 29th, right? He showed us this text that said, what the fuck? But yeah, that's what it said. What the fuck? And, he claimed that he then added more details to the story that he was out chopping wood and maybe she came back to his house and the door was locked. It's just seriously gone into so many different things. So I tried to corroborate his story, right? I called businesses. I personally hand delivered flyers into each Ring doorbell camera that I could see. And I reached out to people. Nobody on that street has her leaving his house or coming to it. You know what I mean? She's nowhere. So why would you put yourself as the last person to see her alive and there's no proof of her ever leaving your house or anything?
No, I assume law enforcement interviewed him, and did they get a chance to search his home?
They have talked to him. They have not searched his home. He lawyered up when they asked for his cell phone. They have not went back with a search warrant. They have not. He sold his truck right after she went missing. He sold and got a new truck. They have not done anything.
So where's that truck now? I mean, they can track that down easily. They could ask the new owners, hey, do you mind if we check for anything? Have they done that? No?
Not to my knowledge and not to the family's knowledge. It has been, listen, I'm not going to bash the police or anything. I'm not here to do that.
And their hands are tied a lot of times in all these cases too. Like, there's a lot of good officers out there. Jeff and I say that constantly, but there's also a lot of lazy officers out there, or they're overworked. You know, they've got a lot of cases, new cases coming in daily. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Whatever the reason is, I feel like they haven't really, like, they won't communicate with us. Like, they say they're going to call us and they never call. Or, you know, we play phone tag, and I've had like advocates reach out to them. Crime Stoppers offered to take Tanya's case. They just need an email from the officer. It has been months, months. We cannot get them to send an email to Crime Stoppers.
Wow.
It's literally at every turn, it is like in the police's hands and we can't do anything. Like, multiple different people have reached out to them to try to ask, like, you know, is there anything? What's going on? A couple months ago, we were told that her case was being moved to homicide. Nothing happened, nothing weird. That's just normal for cases to be moved to homicide. And we're like, that is that normal? But so we're still waiting for the homicide detective to call us because we've never been given a name of the new detective. And it's just been like one thing after another with this.
So if I could just go back a little bit, what are some of the other stories about like her disappearing? Was there anyone else that claims that they might have seen her, where she was, or is it just from her quote unquote roommate that said that he had seen her last?
Yep. There were people that have seen her a couple days prior. But nobody, there's nobody else that can corroborate what he's saying. And, you know, no. Oh, that was the other thing. She had taken a medication daily for over a decade, and that was not picked up at the pharmacy. I checked, like called into that to see if, you know, maybe she just skipped town or something, which never crossed my mind. But I'm at this point, I don't know. It's just crazy.
So I read that she was dropped off at the corner of, I think, 9th and Morgan Avenue.
So that's what he claimed. I now don't believe any of that, like just like I'm saying. But he claimed that she left his house and somebody picked her up at the corner of 9th and Morgan. Which, again, there would be some proof of that because there's a business there. There's all those street cameras, you know.
Did he say who picked her up or what kind of vehicle they're in or anything like that?
No, nothing. He said he didn't see it.
And it's interesting that you talk about how he comes up with different stories because the truth never changes, right?
Exactly.
That's when you're trying to be deceitful and lie that you start adding things and, oh, wait, I didn't explain this enough, so I'll add this to it and that type of thing. So,
exactly.
Has PD made him a prime suspect or anything like that? Or are they?
No,
they have no suspects.
No suspects.
What's the official statement? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, was there anything else that was that of hers that she anything that she had on her? Did she have her wallet, her cell phone? Like, what stuff did she leave behind? I should say.
Okay, so that's another story. So I asked this guy, hey, could you give me Tanya's stuff? I want to go through it and see, you know, maybe we can find some clues. So he's like, yeah, come get this. He gave me like 3 garbage bags full of stuff, which we did go through. It was all old stuff. It had been in garbage bags. It was dusty. You could tell it had been sitting for a long time. So then this is a couple weeks after she went missing. I get a phone call from somebody. They're like, hey, you don't know me, but this is a crazy story. And I had to reach out to you. So this woman was a prostitute and she had met this guy and went out to eat with him and then went back to his house. And she's like, dude, everything was fine when we went out to eat. But then the minute we got back to his house, she's like something like it was like a light switch. She's like something told me to get out of that house. And she was on the other from the other side of Pittsburgh, didn't have a car and was in Trenum and had no idea where she was. So she was like trying to call friends to pick her up. And finally, she couldn't get anybody. She ended up leaving and walking home, calling her parents. But the next morning, one of her friends called back and said, listen, a girl just went missing from right in that area. You need to check this out. So she looks and she was at his house. And he's like, listen, she told me all of Tanya's stuff was there. Her makeup bag, her purse, her clothes. He gave her some of Tanya's clothes, like her outfits. But she said that the downstairs was completely trashed. It was like just a scumbag place. But the upstairs was immaculate. She's like, it became like Hannibal Lecter vibes. Like something just was not right. It didn't feel right. And, you know, I had to get out of there.
How soon after she went missing did this happen?
This was like within a month. Within the month she went missing. Wow. Very soon after. Right after I came back from, you know.
Did he have an explanation as to whose things those were? Did he say it's his girlfriend's or?
No. Oh, to the girl? He did. He told the girl that it was his girlfriend who had just, she went missing. She left him and she's never been back.
So, yeah. Okay. Did the, Is there any speculation of human trafficking?
Yeah, I mean, there is, because she kind of got like involved with some of that, like almost, and backed out of it at the last second because she realized what it was. You know what I mean? It creeped her out, and she was like, I don't want nothing to do with this. But the cops haven't looked into that either. People keep calling the tip line. And this guy the tip that I gave the police of this human trafficking, he's like a prominent business owner in the town. So,
oh wow,
that's terrifying. I know I'm all over the place with this. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, you're doing fantastic, honestly. So is there a history of drug use in her past or anything like that that would lead her into the, you know, the human trafficking portion of it? Or
absolutely. She struggled with drug addiction her whole life. And right when COVID hit, it got really bad again for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was not in a good mental space when she went missing. A lot of stuff happened. Things were, you know, like her world was crashing. She felt like, and, you know, she was like feeling suicidal, but that was days. She always, always reached out to me when she was like that, always. And I didn't hear from her for days.
Now, what kind of searches have the police done in this case? Any?
Not that I'm aware of. Oh, so a couple weeks after she went missing, somebody reached out to me on Facebook and said, listen, somebody found her pill bottle, Tanya's pill bottle, this morning at a bus stop. And it just so happened I knew the girl who found it, right? So I messaged her on Facebook. I'm like, dude, can you tell me everything what happened? She's like, I was taking my kids to the bus stop and there was a purse and a cell phone and a bottle of pills on the ground. I picked up the bottle of pills and the label was in perfect condition. You could see, read everything. There were still pills in the bottle. And she saw the name, so she called the cops. It took them a while to come. And they came, they took the pill stuff from her, the purse and everything. Didn't question anybody, didn't get out of the car to go look for anything, and left. And they claim that the pill bottle was hers, but the phone and the purse were not. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. So who did they belong to?
That's a great question. It's a great question. And why would they be with her? And the other question is, how would a pill bottle that's been sitting outside all this time be in such perfect, like the label? It should be worn or bleached from the sun. And then how did a pill bottle manage to stay in the middle of a drug infested town? That just, everything about that does not sound right to me. So I think somebody threw the bottle. And why would you throw how did you get the bottle? Where, you know what I mean? It's just more questions. Well,
And there could be a connection with the wallet and the phone, right? Like,
yep.
Why wouldn't they go and interview that person and say, hey, how the hell did her bottle end up next to your stuff?
Right. Exactly. You'd think. But again, no. And then, so where she went missing in Brackenridge, the police department is extremely small and they didn't have a detectives unit. So her case wasn't even in the hands of police until 30 some days after she went missing. We did not speak to a cop. We didn't hear nothing for 30 some days. By that time, all of the camera footage and everything is gone. You know,
right.
Like that's what the officer told me. Like, oh, by this, it's been a month already. There's no going back on that.
Well, that's such not a terrible answer, true, too.
Well, but in most cases, you know, like usually it's not all places will back their stuff up for too long. I think it's, I mean, I, well, you work security, yeah, for like, place, but you guys,
I mean, a lot of these things, right? A lot of these things are set up as motion sensors. So they're only going to record when it's motion. So they're not like constantly recording, eating up those hard drives. Usually it's 45 days to 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah, they might, they
but possibly, but it's still such a shitty answer, though, rather than like, oh, we've taken too long. Like, he's just admitting that we've taken too long to investigate it.
Yeah.
You know, like the solution could have been checking out these places immediately as soon as someone mentioned that someone was missing. Right. I don't know how large Breckenridge is, but like, is it common for people to go missing from there?
No. No.
So, right. I mean, if they don't even have a detective's department, then yeah, there's probably not a whole lot of people. Probably something like that's not super common. You'd imagine they would want to get on something like that pretty quickly.
Exactly. That's what I thought. And then, you know, very soon after she went missing too, their police chief was shot and killed. So they... It literally right around the area where she went missing, and they had so many cops there and dogs, and
of course
so
they did.
Right, I think that if her body would have been there, don't you think they would have found it with the dogs? Because
possibly.
People say, do you think she took her life? And you know what, sometimes maybe I do think that sometimes, but where is her body? If
right.
she took her life, somebody would have found her by now.
So her, I guess, roommate or whatever you want to call him, does he own any other property anywhere else?
Yes.
That you're aware of?
Yep. The police all know this. I personally drove past the other house and spoke to some people around there, and they didn't have any, there was no activity. But there's a lot of rumors circulating, and every person says something different. You know, he definitely doesn't have a good reputation. And he's definitely known for picking up women on drugs. And supposedly this other house is like, you know, a sex house. And that's what the only reason it's for. And you couldn't see in any of the windows. They were all like, you couldn't see into the house whatsoever.
So does this guy have a history of drug use as well, or?
Drug selling, and apparently he's been sober for years, so he claims.
What type of record does he have, criminal-wise?
So not much, just that drug dealing charge from years ago, and then some traffic tickets.
Is he like related to the officers, or?
That a lot of people that he did grow up, they all grew up together. All the officers, when I was actually looking for her, a couple people sent me to a local constable, and he knew him personally, had his number right on his cell phone. So I really don't know, man. I mean, everybody says something isn't right here. Like, why aren't the police doing more? Is he related to somebody? And I mean,
yeah, whether he is or not, it still doesn't, it's not a good look to,
right.
You know,
that they're
not investigating someone that one of the cops has personally on his phone. Like,
right.
You'd think if they wanted to clear any doubt, they would immediately like, hey, clear the air. Like,
yep.
I don't know. So just a quick timeline on this. So, she went missing on the 28th. He claims that, he picked her up, because she was going to do pills or whatnot, kill herself. And then he dropped her off somewhere, never saw her again. And then a couple weeks later, another girl claims that she went to his house, thought it was creepy. He tried to give her some of her, her clothes. And then like, that's the end of it. Right. Like,
yeah.
Sounds legit. Have you been able to track down whoever has the pickup now?
No, I have not.
Is there any way for you to get a hold of the VIN number? Because I could probably figure out who owns it if someone had copy of the VIN.
I don't know. I don't know if I have. I don't think I do. I think I would know. How do you find that? I'll see. Maybe they do.
Did the prostitute or whatever, did she say that anything looked weird in the house, like anything missing, like a large section of carpet missing or?
No, she did not.
Like
she didn't say anything like that, or that it was, there was blood or anything like that. And, you know, he let me come, like, he didn't take me into the house, but he like let me come there, and it, the houses are so close to each other. But a couple people said to me that, that he could have backed his truck right, you know, up to his garage door, and nobody would have known. You know, there's the, I'm also totally leaving out, like, there's, she definitely suffered. She was a domestic violence victim by almost every man she dated. So, like, really, if you sit here, which I have, because I've gone over this so many times, her ex also could be a plausible suspect. You know what I mean? I don't, but again, everything goes back to this guy because of him showing us a fake text. And then let's go back to his story he said about the pills.
Why was it fake?
Well, because the cops said there was no activity on her phone after the 28th. So if he's claiming this happened on the morning of the 29th at 8:51 in the morning, wouldn't that come up on the police's, but like they would have, they would say,
right.
There okay. Was no- I didn't hear that. I thought you said it was also on the 28th. I didn't hear that it was on the 29th. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know. I probably just misheard. Okay. No, yeah. That's.
Hold on. Let me go back. The cop, I'm saying the cop said there was no activity after the 28th. The suspect is the one that showed us his phone and said, oh, look, she texts me at 8:51 in the morning.
Was it just a single text he showed you?
Yeah. No. It was in a chat because he went back up. And it was so sad, man. In front of her mom and everything, Tanya messaged Jeff and said, "Hey, I'm hungry." And he's like, "Can I get laid?" And that was the message right before that. You know what I mean? Man. Yeah. So now,
was that a text message or was that from a messaging server? Was it like a Facebook message or was it actual text message?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that is kind of weird that that they wouldn't have something. Well, some devices can send text messages without cell phone service, right? They could do it through Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So if the phone was.
Maybe that's why they didn't see it.
Oh.
I don't know.
That is a thing, though, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure I'm not talking out of my ass here.
No, it's like before my daughter had an actual phone, she's able to connect to Wi-Fi and send text messages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can call and send text through Wi-Fi now. Oh,
right.
My
so maybe God. So her phone might have just the service was shut off, but there is a text message sent over Wi-Fi.
Well, that's another question. Did they look to see where her phone was last connected to a Wi-Fi service? I mean, because typically if you go into a building that you've been in multiple times, it's going to auto connect, right?
Right. So she had one of those cell phone, like Wi-Fi boxes that you could take around and gave you portable Wi-Fi. I know she used that a lot, and I did tell the police that. I know, but no, they
that,
haven't.
That still would have been, if that's like a Wi-Fi hotspot, that still would have been connected to the service for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would have. I mean, I'm she had to have been connected to Wi-Fi, like other Wi-Fi spots. She wouldn't have been using that all the time. But yeah, like I said, if somebody bothered to look into this and to dig a little deeper, I mean, I'm sure they would find something because it doesn't make sense to us. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because from us looking in, like it doesn't. It's not even a matter of digging in a little bit, just scratch the surface. Cause it right now, legitimately, it's just like hearsay, right? It's just the little bit of interactions that have gone on that we've gotten any sort of answers for.
You might have said this. I'm sorry. Where's the phone? Did they ever find the phone? Does he have the phone?
They've never found it.
Okay.
Got the records.
Do you know if her phone number's been given to somebody else? Have you tried calling that number?
I have not tried calling it like recently, but I did. I called it hundreds of times. Oh, you know what? No, I do. I'm sorry. I do know it's not in service anymore because her mom. Oh, wait, no, that was her other phone. She had like three lines. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
No, yeah. One phone was never found. Her mom, her old phone, her mom did change that number. She took it off, but yeah.
So you said she had some exes, and I was going to ask about that, like other relationships. Was there a chance that she was moving out? Was there anyone that she was talking to you about that she was interested in other than her roommate? That maybe she was going to start seeing or maybe go back to an old relationship?
Yeah, she was definitely back. She was on and off with her most recent ex. And then she had a relationship with her kid's father, but that was kind of rocky too.
Right, right. More probably for the kids, I would assume.
Yeah.
Were either one of them questioned by police that you know of?
Her baby's dad is the one that made the missing persons report. Okay. And they've never spoken to him. Never.
And he's the father of both her children?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Do you know when he last spoke to her or had any communication with her?
Just his story doesn't add up with what I'm hearing from other people, though. He claims it was a couple of days before she went missing. And I think he said 2 days, and then he went and reported her missing. And, you know, that always kind of didn't sit right with me either, because why would you go report her missing after you didn't hear from her for 2 days? You know, I don't know.
It's one of those things you don't want to, maybe she is just off a little bit and you don't want to, you know, get embarrassed by putting in a false police report when they could come right back. So I could kind of see either side of that. So how's the rest of her family doing though? Are they doing all right with this?
You know, I think they're just trying to keep going for the kids. Like, I don't think they really, like I said, her youngest, I don't think she really grasps what's happening. And then her oldest son didn't live in PA at the time. He was out of state. So, but yeah, they're, you know, as good as they can be, I guess.
What about like local media? Have they helped you guys try to get the word out or?
It was really, really hard for me to get anybody. At first, the first person was the newspaper. They picked up her story, and then thankfully one local news station did, but none of the other ones would even show anything about her until the police sent them the missing persons report, which did happen 30-some days later. So
that's ridiculous. 30 really days.
Did. How long had she lived with this guy that...
I'm sorry, you went, what did you say?
How long had she lived with the guy that she was last seen with?
A couple months, on and off. Like, she was staying with him, then sometimes she'd stay with some other people, but it was a few months, because they had went to the beach, you know, a few months before she went missing, so I know she was there then.
Now, yeah, you said that Breckenridge doesn't have a detectives department. Who is it that's handling this? If someone had some information, who would they get in contact with?
So Allegheny County Police Officer Shepner is who we've been communicating with this whole time.
Okay.
Now you actually have a Candlelight Vigil. Sorry. You actually have a Candlelight Vigil prepared for this, right? July 19th, I believe.
Yeah, I'm coming back to Pennsylvania for that.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's going to be on Wednesday, July 19th at 6:30 at Riverview Park in Trenum. And people keep asking me, oh, you found her. Did you find her? I'm like, no, we didn't find her. This is just to get some people together and pray for her. And you know, hopefully get her story picked up again by somebody, the local news, or, you know, all I need is just one person to see this that has connections with law enforcement or knowledge about the process.
Right.
Just one person. And I feel like we can get the ball rolling, because people have been, you know, it's all circumstantial, but people are arrested and convicted on stuff all the time, less than this.
But so even just like asking some questions, doing some searches, like, it's
what, naming a suspect.
Yeah. Right. It's just terrible that it's been this long already. We're encroaching a year now, and at 30 days after, was still too late to even get, like, put out the actual missing persons report. That was still way too late.
Yeah.
But here we are, like, a year later, and the best sort of quote unquote evidence, it seems, is like some Facebook communications.
Yep.
That's
exactly it.
And yeah. I mean, maybe they have more and they're just not saying, sure, but like it, you know, helps quell those people's stress when they at least get something from the officers to make it seem like they're doing something.
Exactly. Even just pretend, like, just, but at least call us back. Call the family back, call me back, respond. Like, this should not be this hard. I don't care what their lifestyle was or what they were involved in. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately, all too often, it seems like that does appear to be the case, is that people who have lifestyles that may be a little bit unsavory get no fair treatment.
Shame.
I would say like 80% of the cases we cover, if not more, are, you know, related to drugs somehow, one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
You also have a Facebook page. Do you run the page that Tani Sadecki missing from
Brackenridge?
Brackenridge, Pennsylvania. You run that page?
Yeah.
So is that open to the public? Anyone can join and kind of learn about Tanya, and I saw you have a chat going as well. I actually joined that today. So I'm gonna go back through and try to read through everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody can join the group. And I just ask people to like share her flyer, because that I was in Michigan when all this happened, you know, so I've been coordinating this from Michigan, trying to do this from states away. But thank God for Facebook, because when I went back, 90% of the people, when we walked to hand out flyers in person, they said, oh, I heard about this on Facebook. So people are hearing about it, and I'm grateful for that. But I just wish we need something. Like,
I spoke to a friend of mine the other day that we had covered her missing person case. And she said that she went through the person that was missing, all of the friend list, and just share the poster through everyone that's friends with that person, just in case maybe someone would be willing to talk to you and you know, dig up some tips that way. Is that something you've already done?
Yeah, that's how I basically found everybody at first, was going on Facebook. I had first names or last names or something, and I went on Facebook and, you know, tracked these people down. I will say too that I've been following people, and the people that have deleted her, like the suspect that we've been talking about this whole time, I just found this out the other day. He's taken her off his Facebook completely. Like, she never existed.
So he removed her as a friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Exactly. Why would you? Yeah. Just another, you know.
And I don't know. I don't understand people that, even if it had been accident, if she had overdosed or something like that, like, just come forward and say, this is what happened. Why do people take the chance of hiding a body and then getting blamed for it? Like, just be a man and say, hey, this is what happened, right?
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if that is what happened, you still hid her body and covered it up and lied to everybody about it. But I do know, I really do believe that karma will get them, and that he has to live with himself every day and see that image in his head every night, you know? Right. I just can't believe we're here. I can't believe it's almost a year later, and I'm literally asking the same questions that I've been asking this whole time. I don't have any of my questions answered. It just, yeah.
I feel for you, honestly.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. How far away is, you said he owns another property. How far away is that from the place she was staying with him?
Less than a mile.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And he also owns a campsite, because I was creeping on his Facebook so hard. He had deleted those after she went missing, deleted all these things about his campsite. I told the cops where that general area was too, as well. And
I love these citizen detectives that we run across. It's awesome. Great job, Kayla.
Yeah, I definitely do feel like
someone's got to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's literally why I'm here right now. Somebody has to do it.
With no resources other than Google and Facebook, right?
Yep.
Like,
it's twice as hard than it would be for an officer, but they don't seem to have time.
Oh, much more than that. Yeah, it's...
So this camp, he deleted the pictures and stuff about his camp?
Yeah,
do you know where that is?
I don't know why. I'd imagine because...
Do you know where the camp is located?
It is... I don't know exactly the location, but it's in Conneaut or something. I can't pronounce
it. You know the lake it's on? Is it on a lake?
Yeah, I believe so. Yep.
You know the lake it's on?
Yep.
And you might have an approximate
lake.
Yep. You have an approximate address? So you kind of like... I mean, that's
I'm sure I could go through my... I'm sorry. I could probably go through my pictures. I have screenshots of all of that. So, I mean, you know how it
that's
says...
Important. That's important. Taking screenshots is one of the best things you can do in today's world when it comes to... the stuff you see, because there's nothing saying it's going to be there even for another 30 seconds.
Right.
So,
do you have a whole file set up of all this stuff?
So I should. I do not, because I'm a messy, unorganized person, but I have, I need to. I need to put it all together in one big thing, because then maybe if I sit down and look at it, I don't know,
We use Google Drive to store stuff.
And Google Drive is amazing, and I would almost recommend
probably doing link, right?
Yeah, you can share it, but I'd also recommend maybe not putting it under your primary email account that you use. Set it up under another one that you don't give out to anyone else, so that if no one can hack into it, you know, if they don't know the email address.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Just if you have
then you can share it with like people like us or.
Yeah.
We can share back with you. Right.
Right.
But I'm all out of questions. I don't know about you, Travis.
I think I'm actually out of questions as well.
Okay.
And there's really not a lot online about this case, which is sad. You know, some cases get all kinds of exposure, then others just seems like there's nothing out there for them. And it's not until people like you that are fighting for justice and trying to get their names out there, get their stories told, that anything ever happens. Like, so I'm sure she's proud of you for sure.
No, absolutely. No, I would be honored if someone was doing this amount of work for me.
I would.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Travis.
Jeff, you just froze.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Do you have any questions or anything else you want to add, Kayla, before we take off?
Not that I can think of. I'm sure I'll think of 10 million things that I didn't say and things I wanted to say. And, you know, that's how it works.
That's how it works. But if you want to learn more about the case, you can go to the Facebook page, Tanya Sadecki Missing from Breckenridge, Pennsylvania. It's a public page, so anyone can join in. They can see pictures of Tanya. We'll also share those on this podcast as well, because this will be a video cast as well on YouTube, so that her pitch will be on there as well. All right, Kayla, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome.
We definitely enjoyed having you here. And thank you very much for being here.
And we wish you all the best, and hopefully, you know, there's justice found for her. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. We want to thank Kayla for speaking with us and for all the work she's putting into trying to find answers for her dear friend. We can only imagine how disheartening it must be to put in so much work and not get any report of progress from the authorities. Yet, she continues to fight. You are a true friend. And if the people listening want to keep up to date with any of the details about what Kayla is doing in the fight for Tanya, you can go to her Facebook page, Tanya Sadecki, missing from Brackenridge, Pennsylvania. And if you have any information about what happened to Tanya, please contact the Allegheny County Police at 412-473-1200. Also, please, if you find what we do worthy, consider giving us a like, subscribe, follow, or share on whatever platform you view our content on. It's free, and it really helps get these stories out there to help the families and loved ones of the victims. And as always, thanks for listening.
The search for 5-year-old Taylor Williams led investigators to Alabama this week.
So we have some breaking news from Florida. An arrest has been made.
Tonight, after years of agony, a glimmer of hope for the family.
Investigators spent hours searching through this house off Pennsylvania Avenue.
What could be a major development in the search for missing Alabama teenager?
Tonight, a stunning twist in the search for Taylor.
Somebody out there knows something.
They want to lay him to rest their way, not by somebody else's way.